This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny arrived in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia on an ambulance aircraft. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate the gravely ill Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were answering the request of his wife and others who said the hospital treating Navalny was badly equipped. The 44-year-old political activist, a longtime campaigner against corruption, collapsed on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea widely believed to have been laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, and after Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene, the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny at this hour is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. His condition is described as stable. The United States says it is suspending military cooperation with the African nation of Mali in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. The ousting of Keïta this week dismayed Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which is already battling a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. A pair of tropical storms forecast to become hurricanes early next week are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States and will spin and almost certainly strengthen over warm waters at the same time. It is a rare weather event that could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf simultaneously. In 1933, a major hurricane made landfall in South Texas, while a separate system weakened to a tropical storm after crossing the coast of Florida. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. This is VOA News. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. Libya's internationally recognized government in Tripoli announced the ceasefire yesterday, and the leader of a rival parliament in eastern Libya also appealed for a halt to hostilities. Here in the U.S., the House of Representatives is holding a rare Saturday vote today to address the issue of mail deliveries and the threat of presidential election mail-in vote disruptions. The Democratic House majority is pushing for $25 billion to shore up postal service operations in advance of the November balloting. But the bill is certain to face a wall of resistance in the Republican-controlled Senate. The background for all this, President Donald Trump's outspoken opposition to universal mail-in voting. Hundreds of wildfires burning across central and northern California have more than doubled in size, becoming some of the largest in state history, and threatening small towns in the path of the flames. Six people have been killed. The conflagrations, which have broken out over the past week, have blackened an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island and destroyed more than 500 homes and other structures. In addition to the fatalities, 43 firefighters and civilians have been injured. California Governor Gavin Newsom says crews are fighting more than 550 fires, many of them sparked by lightning. Resources are said to be straining to the breaking point, and Newsom is appealing for help from as far away as Australia. South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases today surpassed 600,000, the highest number on the African continent. Despite imposing one of the world's toughest lockdowns at the end of March, when it had only a few hundred cases, South Africa has since seen a surge in infections. The South Africa figures from Johns Hopkins University, some 603,000 infections and close to 13,000 deaths. The worldwide COVID numbers are closing in on 23 million cases and 800,000 lives lost. Here in the U.S., 5.6 million people have fallen ill, while the virus has killed 175,000. Brazil is next on the somber list of victims. The death toll there has risen above 112,000, with a case count of 3.5 million. The hardest hit city is Manaus, which has lost 23,000 lives to the virus. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has consistently refused to support lockdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the disease. South Korea says it's once again banning large gatherings, closing beaches, shutting down nightclubs and churches, and removing spectators from sports events. All of this in the face of new coronavirus outbreaks. For the ninth straight day, South Korea reported triple-digit increases in case numbers, most traced to the area in and around Seoul. Cases in South Korea totaled 17,000, with 309 deaths. Via remote, this is VOA News, and I'm Gene Randall.